Yeah, it's been going good. I'm starting to get more and more comfortable every chance I get to step on practice field or game field. And obviously, we got a big one this week heading out there, but feeling more and more comfortable every chance I get.
Carson, how are the injuries to your receiving corps kind of disrupted your timing a little bit? Or does it feel like you've had to kind of go back to the drawing board and learn a new set of guys?
Well, it really hasn't changed from week to week for me. You know, we've had guys up and down and injured and coming back from injury and guys that have been established. But for me, being the new guy on the block, I've, you know, just continued to work with everybody, whether they're playing 1 week on or 1 week off, whatever it's been. We're definitely banged up and need to get healthy in a hurry all over the place. But, whether it's Jacoby Ford being down and somebody else stepping up to fill in for his shoes, you know, I was trying to get up to speed with Jacoby and another guy steps in just trying to get up to speed with body language and rhythm and timing your routes and all that stuff.
Carson, is that part actually harder than, you know, learning the offense? Have you picked up everything? I mean, is it more about just your timing with those guys?
Yeah, I mean, there really hasn't been one thing that's been more difficult than anything else. It's just kind of been a whole bunch of stuff, just studying a new playbook, new terminology, new formations, and then new guys, new different route runners and different speeds and different, you know, body language of the tops of routes. So it's been just kind of getting on board with really everything, starting over again.
Are you guys adding more and more offensive each week as you get more familiar with the playbook, or you got all that down like right away?
No, there's, you know, just depending on game plans, you know, for the certain defenses we see and certain schemes we see week in and week out, you know, I've really just studied game plans, individual game plans for that week. I've seen the entire playbook, but haven't had a chance to study it just because I'm really focused on each game plan for each team we're playing each week.
Carson, did you envision this kind of scenario at the start of the year, not necessarily being in Oakland, but being out of Cincinnati, but also being at a playoff contending team?
Yeah, I stepped into a good situation. You know, the team was doing well, and we've been able to maintain first place now that we're sharing that a little bit with Denver. But it's a great organization. It's an organization that wants to win today. It's a good, young, talented team. There's a lot of young guys, offensively and defensively, that have tremendous amounts of talent and, you know, guys that not everybody knows about just because they, you know, haven't done it for very long, or when they've done it, the team has been bad and the rest of the world hasn't seen them. But this year's a different year. You know, it's an exciting time to be here. There's a lot of energy, a lot of expectations for us.
What are your thoughts on playing here this weekend against an undefeated team in some cold weather at Lambeau Field, et cetera?
Very excited. You know, it's my favorite place to play. Love getting a chance to go out there and play and just be in that atmosphere. It's a great environment. It's fun to be cold. You know, all these guys in this team been in California for a while, and it's been a while since we've been in that cold weather. We've been to Minnesota, but obviously played indoors. So it's an exciting time. You know, you got a chance to play against the champs, and they're undefeated, and we're in desperate need of a win.
I'm sorry, Carson. I thought you just said it's fun to be cold.
Yeah, I'm used to it now. I mean, I've been in it for almost a decade, and I miss it a little bit. So I'm excited to put on some sleeves and see my own breath and not sweat as much, and just looking forward to the opportunity to go out there and play.
Carson, schedule makers didn't do you guys any favors, making you go to Miami and then home and then all the way back here. I don't know if there's much you can do about it. Is there just have to handle it the best way you can?
It's just part of the deal, really. I mean, obviously you wouldn't design it that way, but Coach Jackson does a good job of knowing when to give us a break and when to give us rest and when to get our feet back and our legs back. And, it's just, it's unfortunate, but when that happens to your schedule, you know, Coach Jackson's done a really good job of changing our schedule in the week, making sure guys are getting their feet up, getting that rest, getting in early on Friday so that we get used to the time change and get used to that temperature a little bit and kind of get used to our surroundings.
Carson, were you prepared to just sit this out this season until that deal finally was approved?
Yeah, I mean, I was obviously hoping it didn't work out that way, and just very excited that I have the chance to come here and be part of this team.
You guys certainly have enough to play for as it is, but does facing an undefeated team in the champions, does that add a little bit extra to this game, or is just playing for first place in the playoffs just enough for you guys?
Oh, no, it definitely adds something to it. You know, you get a chance to play against the champs, and the fact that they're undefeated and you get, you know, they got a bullseye in their back with being unbeaten, it just shows you how good they are to stay undefeated for that long, because everybody wants to be the team to knock them off, and nobody's done it. You know, we're excited about the opportunity, but we just need to get a win for our own record.
Carson, to get that done, how important is your running game just to, in terms of grinding out long drives and keeping Rodgers and those guys off the field?
Very important. You know, to control the clock. You know, we have a big 250-pound back, so he can wear down the defense. And we weren't successful the last 2 weeks running the ball, and it's definitely on our mind and something that we're getting screamed at and ripped for. But something we're working on very hard, because you got to keep the ball out of Aaron's hands and keep those receivers off the field.
Has that run game helped your progression as far as not having so much on your shoulders as you learned the offense?
Yeah, it takes a little bit of stress. You know, if you can run the ball successfully on first and second down, it keeps you out of third and long situations. And unfortunately, we didn't run the ball very well last week, and we're in a ton of third and 10 situations, and that's it's tough football when you're playing against a good team, especially when you're coming in playing against a guy like Charles Woodson in the slot, and you know, a guy like Clay Matthews coming off the edge. That's something that we really got to do good on first down is be successful around the ball.